Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Today, let's explore what it means to be kind to your soul, to prioritize your inner well-being by practicing more self-care, listening to your emotions, and treating yourself with compassion. The holidays is here, and there's so much going on. It's a busy time, but you want to pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, positive, negative emotions. You know, unpack those feelings without a level of judgment and just practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment. It's so easy with preparing holiday dinners, getting last minute gifts, focusing on just this world and all that's going on. It's such a busy time right now, but you want to be present and focus on your breathing and all of those sensations to reduce stress and anxiety, because everything right now, the holidays can be extremely stressful for some people. So just think of ways to where you can cultivate checking in with yourself, you know, making sure that you're doing what you need to do to nurture your soul and just like pay attention to that inner voice, what your soul is yearning for. Identify your emotional needs, connections, loved ones, security, whatever it is that you feel you need to cultivate. Be aware of that. Engaging in these activities allows you to express yourself creatively, and also it allows you to process everything that's going on. It's so easy to neglect yourself and put all of these things first. We want to make sure that we have things for everyone in our families. We want to make sure that dinner is prepared, everything goes off like in a timely manner, smooth, but you have to take a step back and breathe and be present and be alert and be mindful of how you're feeling. And in the midst of the hustle and bustle, make time for your self-care routines. Find that time to relax, whatever that looks like for you. Take a time to listen to music to calm your soul, whether that's like meditation, whether that's going to the spa. I love the spa. I'm sorry, I have to throw it in there. Whatever your techniques and activities look like, but make sure that you're being mindful to prioritize your soul. Your soul is so precious, and just nurturing your soul, you create that foundation to have that peace. But let's get into and unpack some holiday tips for managing stress, because let me tell you, one of the things is setting boundaries. Do not overschedule yourself and be selective about the events that you attend. Are you attending 10 holiday dinners, 4 holiday parties for the office? Like, please learn how to say no to certain activities and kind of prioritize. Are you going to your spouse or your partner's boyfriend, girlfriend's house, and your family's house as well? So you have to find a silver lining and you have to balance that, and just practice scheduling in that self-care as well, to find those activities that make you feel good, whether that's reading a book, watching holiday movies, because like sometimes you're out and you're shopping and you're doing so much. I love holiday movies. Oh my goodness. Hallmark, Lifetime. I love them. And just exploring the city in the holidays, that's the most exciting thing for me. I love, love, love this time of the year. This is my favorite time of the year. So you want to take that time to pull it back, schedule some you time in the midst of taking care of others, in the midst of going through all of your checklists. You want to do things that cultivate your soul and make you feel good, taking a walk. And also the holidays is here, so be sure to eat well, maintain a healthy diet, and
I know, like, it's, we all have our own different diets, whether you want to eat more unprocessed foods like whole grains, veggies, fresh foods, fruits. That helps because we know, like, the holidays, you're going to, like, eating whatever that looks like with your loved ones. So, and also be sure to remember to schedule your exercises. Don't forget to do that. That's another way to relieve and release stress through those hormones and being balanced with physical health. And yeah, relaxation, it's busy, it's stressful, but try taking deep breaths and inhale, exhale 30 seconds. That's always a really good routine for me, just to hit that reset. And keep in mind that you're only one person and it's so much that you can only do in so little time. So keep in mind that you have to be realistic and you can only do so much. So forget about trying to find that perfect gift. I know you, like, I don't know, I get my gifts way in advance, but if you're getting those last minute gifts, don't be so hard on yourself about finding the perfect gift when you waited to the last minute. Like, that's definitely not realistic, but every now and then you may get lucky and find something that's really nice. So keep that in mind, and it's the holidays. Be kind, be compassionate to yourself and others. I love acts of kindness during the holidays. You definitely want to do that. And focus on this season, what's important. Don't get so overwhelmed with the task itself and the situations. Make sure that things work for you. Don't overexpose yourself. Don't over volunteer, because guess what? You will be overwhelmed. And remember that this is a great time. I love spending time with my family members and loved ones. It's a cheerful time. You know, you want to make sure everything is done. The house is clean. The food is ready. The presents are wrapped. And you're just, you know, it can be a little overwhelming. So the key is to be balanced, to be structured. I love a list. Plan ahead. Know where you're going. Know who's invited. Who's invited to the holiday dinner? Who's not? Or what actual events you can attend in person, or maybe there's some virtual holidays events going on. I don't know if people still doing virtual things, but yeah, stay organized, get that grocery shopping done ahead, because if you're cooking this big elaborate meal, sometimes, like, you may forget something and everything is closed on Christmas. So that's something to think of too. And like I said, don't overextend yourself. I've been there, done that. Sometimes you can overextend yourself, and, you know, just understand that it's okay to say no with holiday commitments. It's okay to take on a few of them, but not all of them, because you'll feel very stressful. You'll feel like you have to be in all of these places. And are you going to come empty handed? You have to bring something. You have to bring food. You have to bring presents. So be mindful of that and go with the flow of you and your family and your structures. So it's awesome to get invitations. It's awesome that people love you and they want to invite you over and you're thinking about it, but don't overextend yourself. And also, the holidays, it's a time for budgeting. So plan out your spending, make a good budget, and stick to it. That part. Holiday shopping, some people, they go over their budget and they spend money on their loved ones. We all know that you want to get that perfect gift, but also it's important to pay your bills and make sure, you know, you're not maxing out those cards and having to pay so much interest on all of those gifts that you bought. So you do want to prioritize your spending, and also don't buy a gift that you will be paying off for the rest of the year. Next year, 2025, come on. So be mindful of your spending and your budgeting as well. And also, I have a book on that, Fab on a Budget by Alicia Eads, available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. And just finding, like, solution, that relaxation. Like, I love Christmas holiday music, but maybe you want to put on some jazz and candles and open up a window, or depending on where you live, it could be freezing. Don't try to do that, but just be balanced. Just set that zen and that calming and that peace, because the holidays is busy. The holidays is a time. It's a notorious time for, you know, ruining your healthy habits, especially when it comes to eating. But you want to make sure that you continue to eat well. You want to continue to Exercise, keep that on the list. Eat healthy snacks. Do not indulge in junk food, but healthy snacks and veggies are always very good. And also, everyone's at a different space in their life. So maybe this may be a holiday where you lost someone special and it's your first holiday without them. After a loss of a loved one, that can be difficult. So accept your feelings, process your feelings, and open up about that to others, how you feel, how you miss that person. And also think of ways where you can incorporate bringing that person into your holiday spirit, whether it's having their picture on something, depending on what holiday you're celebrating. And also be open with your feelings and try to, you know, think of traditions that you guys used to share together that could bring a smile to your face, because it could be a hard time. Sometimes the holidays is hard, especially if you just lost someone that you really love and they're no longer here. And also, it's the holidays, so respect the differences. Like I said, you could be going to your in-laws' home or your friends' homes, and there's different viewpoints, there's different nationalities than your own. So be respectful, respect those differences, and remember also, if it's someone that you're sitting next to at the holiday table and you have some, you know, underlining issues with them, remember it's the holidays. So to forgive and forget and try to be cordial, and focus on things that you have in common, or just focus on the holiday spirit and the season. If you can't think of anything in particular or find something nice to say about them, be positive, bring your glowing, lovely holiday energy into the room, and just kind of like let those things, bygones be bygones. It's the holidays. So, because they may show up and you may be in the room with them, but now is not the time. It's the holidays. So forgive and let go. Remember that and respect the differences, especially when you're at the dinner table or you're just, you guys are lounging or whatever it is you do for your holidays. So be realistic. You are only one person and you can only do so much. So understand that. Forget about perfection. Relax. Enjoy the company of your surroundings, your family members, your loved ones. And don't forget to take a break in the midst of everything. Take time to take a nap. Go for a short walk. Read a book. Watch a funny movie. Listen to your podcast. Laugh. Relax. Your whole mood. That physical tension, you want to get rid of that stress that the holidays tend to be. But remember, the holidays are meant to be fun. So keep your spirits uplifted. Enjoy the times with family and friends. And remember that these are some tips to just help you ensure you're truly enjoying your holidays stress-free and just set in with like joy, laughter, and peace with your loved ones. Thanks for joining me, you beautiful souls. I hope you enjoyed today's episode on how to be kind to your soul. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.